Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One of Chicago's most beloved traditions is dinner by the Great Tree at Macy's on State Street in the Walnut Room, the holiday windows, and so much more. And joining us to share the holiday happenings at Macy's is Andrea Schwartz. She's a VP of Media Relations for Macy's. Hello and happy holidays, Andrea.
Well, happy holidays to you, Dave.
This conversation, and I'm trying to think, we've been doing this 7, 8, 9 years. I can't even remember how many years we've been doing this, but this is as much as a tradition of going and eating dinner by the Great Tree itself, you know?
I appreciate it. Same here.
Yeah, absolutely. So honored to be at the lighting a couple of weeks ago, and I already had lunch by the tree with my family, and the Great Tree really, truly in that building, that iconic building on State Street, is the big star of the show. Tell us a little bit about the tree this year.
You're right. It is the star. The tree itself is 45 feet tall. We actually suspend it from the ceiling because immediately below the Walnut Room is the Tiffany ceiling.
Right.
So we want to make sure not to put any added pressure on that.
Sure.
Having people in the Walnut Room is enough. And so we are just so delighted to be open again. As of last year, we weren't. And to show that beautiful tree that has 2,000 ornaments, 6,000 lights, it really is very sweet. This year, it looks different than others because it's supposed to look like it's out in the forest.
Yeah.
And has been decorated.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely charming.
And this is all really tied into your Believe campaign because you had a Make-A-Wish family there for the lighting of the tree. Talk to us a little bit about,
yes.
First of all, Macy's donated. Tell us about that dollar amount over the years that you've done this Believe campaign because it's pretty overwhelming.
Well, we've donated over $136 million to Believe.
Wow.
Or to Make-A-Wish. And our Believe campaign is such a great way to let people know how important Make-A-Wish is to kids who are undergoing some critical illness. And the power of a wish is so important. So we had the loveliest ambassador, Jayla. She actually had her wish granted a few months ago she wanted to be a princess at a tea party.
Oh.
So she got to do that with her cousins and friends and sister. And she came to light our tree with her little sister, who Jasmine, who is just as adorable. What a great group of sisters there. And they helped us light the tree along with our chief doors officer and our sales store manager.
Yeah, it is such a tradition for so many families, and I know you did a really great job. You set up the tree last year. There was a lot of to-go going on last year, but it's so nice to be back in that room. And, you know, even being a little kid in Chicago, you know, my grandfather, my grandmother, along with my parents, my sister would venture down. It was always a Friday night after school, and I remember at that time the Marshall Field store there. There was like two different stores. You'd have to like go outside to get into the other side of the store is what I remember from way back in the day.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm old. But, you know, the pot pie is still such a big part of this. And I love the story behind that because it was, you know, a clerk that worked in the store who brought these pies in. You know, at the time, you know, guys had lunch in restaurants downtown, not the women. They'd go home, and this woman saw an opportunity to keep them in the store, right, and feed them some lunch.
Yes, and so we're really proud to be able to say that this is the longest-running restaurant in a retail store.
Wow.
Because it all really started back then.
1907. Yeah, way long time ago. You know, there's the toasted sesame dressing, the Frango mint pie, the poinsettia drink, the eggnog brandy Alexander. It's all such great stuff. But the Walnut Room itself, it was some years ago, a few years ago, that you guys restored all the wood in there. And, you know, it was installed over 100 years ago. It was in great condition, but a lot of that sheen had disappeared.
Yeah.
It is so beautiful in there.
We are definitely stewards of what we've inherited from Marshall Field, and that Circassian wood paneling was imported from Russia. Yeah. And our chandeliers are Austrian crystal. So we really, those are things that are just not replaceable.
No, we are
doing our best to take great care of it.
Well, there's so much to see in this legendary store, too. So it's not just about the seventh floor. I mean, you mentioned the Tiffany ceiling, which my kids are in awe every time we kind of pass through there. The great clock, of course, on the corners. And I know Macy's, there's a brand that Toys R Us, which has been gone for a few years, and that was the toy store. And there's now a deal with Macy's starting, I think, next year to bring Toys R Us in there. But you've got a huge toy department in the State Street store this year.
We do. We already have some of the Toys R Us items in our stores, and next year we'll even have Toys R Us shops.
That's great.
But in the meantime, come take a look at our toy selection now, as well as Macy's.com, where you will find a whole lot of phenomenal toys.
No question. No question. Of course, Franco Mints as well, and Santa's on hand, a tradition since
Santa
1948. Yeah, Santa's back. I love that. I love that.
It's back. So he, of course, is in a nice protected area for both him and the families that come to visit him. He is sitting behind a desk with fabulous presents in front of him that the kiddos can sit down on.
Nice.
And get a really nice picture with Santa.
That's
so
great.
He's definitely looking at what their wishes are for Christmas.
All right. Now, we had another place to be later that day, so I didn't get to see the holiday windows. We're going to come back for that. Tell us a little bit about the windows this year, because that's been going on. Again, Arthur Fraser pioneered this window thing back in 1897 in a department store. Yeah. It's been going ever since. So what are we going to see in the windows
this
year?
So this year, we are so proud to introduce Tiptoe, who is a reindeer. She was just not making it for getting up into the sky to take Santa's sleigh. Mm-hmm. So she kept going through different ways that she could do it. And then all of a sudden, she started to believe in herself. And so she was able to get Santa and his sleigh going and dropping off the gifts around the world. So you'll have to come and see Tiptoe. She's got a great story.
I mean, this is a day in the store, or at least an afternoon in the store. So, there's so much to see.
Yes.
And do in there. And I will suggest and say this right up front, go online. You can go to Open Table for the Walnut Room and make your reservations. And I'd start looking at that right now. And, there's a full listing of holiday hours as they change and move throughout the season. That can be found online. Macy'sChicago.com. Have a great holiday season. Hope to see you back. We're going to come back and see the windows. And as always, thanks for helping us kick off the season, Andrea.
Oh, please come on in, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you as well.